Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Remember, we're busy watching Afghanistan fall. Biden's preparing concentration camps in America.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
They should be treated as they're a bunch of thugs, insurrectionists, white supremacists, anti-Semites. Six N is not enough. I mean, come on. You know, these shirts they're wearing? These are a bunch of thugs. Thugs. And they're terrorists, domestic terrorists.
In the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race.
The thing they want to do is to better share and coordinate all the vast trove of data they already collect on Americans. Because let's not forget, DHS includes the Transportation Security Administration, ICE, Customs and Border Protection. So every time people travel, they encounter DHS. And there's a lot of travel information and other information that they already have. They want to do a better job of analyzing it to hunt for domestic terrorists.
We can declare Al-Qaeda or ISIS foreign terror groups and take investigative action against them because they have no First Amendment rights. They're not in the U.S. But we can't do that with the 3%ers or the Proud Boys or the Boogaloo Boys. And that's the challenge for the government.
Now, let's go ahead and put on screen for everybody something that came from an NBC news program on NBC National. People were pretty shocked because it is an extremely authoritarian statement. Potential terror threats, opposition to COVID measures, claims of election fraud, belief Trump can be reinstated, 9/11 anniversary, and religious holidays. Now, where is there evidence that people that want to reinstate Trump or question the election are going to blow stuff up? And where is there evidence that people protesting masks that don't work and experimental vaccines that don't work and make people sick, where is there evidence that we're terrorists, much less that we're the number one terror threat? I learned about it 2 months ago when they issued the new official policy of the Biden administration, the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism. But that's really what they're doing is conducting terrorism against us with the Chinese bioweapon that their controllers released to take control of the United States. So, but see, the average person online thinks it's voodoo to know anything. So they thought I must have magically just thought this up on my own, or I'm in the CIA, as if people in the CIA know anything. That's a low-level criminal organization. So here it is. Opposition to COVID measures is terrorism. Claims of election fraud is terrorism. Beliefs that Trump can be reinstated is terrorism. As soon as Biden got his way in through fraud in January of this year, now 6.5 months ago, the first press conferences they had with General Milley and with Jen Psaki and with all these people and the Justice Department was protesting the election is terror. And then on page 10 of the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism came out 2 months ago. They made it official policy. They said any narratives of fraud in the recent general election, the emboldening impact of the violent breach of the U.S. Capitol, conditions related to the COVID-19 pandemic, and conspiracy theories promoting violence will almost certainly spur someone to try to engage in violence. So who tried to engage in violence last year and this year?
They claim things only got serious when the informants planted by the FBI got involved.
The defense also portrayed online posts involving violent rhetoric about the governor as satire, and their activities only escalating once an FBI confidential informant got involved.
He told his group he wants Governor Whitmer's head on a platter.
Okay. And that could be satire as well.
I guess I don't think that's funny.
Me neither, but I feel like haven't you heard similar things about President Trump on late night TV?
There's one plot to kidnap a governor because of the lockdown, and that was the FBI creating the whole thing. And so just remember, that's who they're hiring, that's who they're preparing for total war with us.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just for your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then, sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, they really got us. They got us in the jaws of a scientific takeover, a medical tyranny, where the hospitals and clinics are turned into prisons, and where all of us are evil suspects that must be hunted down by the contact tracers. This isn't some dystopic science fiction book written 50 years ago. This is the reality of where we are today. I know everybody's marveling at Afghanistan and people holding onto jet aircraft and falling from thousands of feet to their deaths. And just the incredible carnage and the Taliban confiscating the guns, which is what tyrants always do. And Biden's incredibly horrible 15-minute speech where he looked like he was actually falling asleep from moment to moment and becoming psychologically incontinent. This just all spells doom and disaster, doesn't it? And that's what happens when you turn away from God. I wasn't looking at Russian news this morning, but it popped up in a feed on YouTube, and it was Vladimir Putin, I guess a few weeks ago, pointing out that America is no longer a Christian nation, and that Europe and Russia need to become Christian again and get back to their Christian values, or they will fall like we're falling. And Putin genuinely does not want the United States to fall, because it's an ideological issue. They've gone through 87 years of the very same Bolshevik communist that run Hollywood running them. And they understand it's fulfilling to become Christian and free market and family again after the horrible boot of the left was on their throat for 87 years. But the Russians never got one tenth as pedophilic and as satanic as we've gotten. I mean, we have really gone to sea. They were under communism, but men were men, women were women. And if you tried to screw a kid, you'd get killed. Now it's all happening out in the open, and we are a giant virtue signaling clown show of shallow people that don't have any true grit or any actual mooring or directive in them. And that's how we've been programmed by the television, by the smartphones, by the culture. And that's in the medical and scientific and psychological and psychiatric reports, that the average American particularly, but also Canadians, also Australians, we're all from the same type of culture, have become mesmerized and are in a trance and are walking headlong over the edge of a cliff. Whether you're in Germany or whether you're in New Zealand or whether you're in Australia or whether you're in the United States, whether you're in the UK, it's the exact same global government, the exact same projects, the exact same programs with the QR codes and getting rid of the menus a year and a half ago. And then, oh, now you got to have a QR code to come in the restaurant to prove that you've been, quote, vaccinated, but it's not even a vaccine. And now really the big news, explosive amounts of people being sick. Last year it was fake numbers. People with cancer, it was people with pneumonia, it was people with all sorts of other diseases and issues being called COVID. And that all came out. The PCR test was fake, and we were proven right. All the scientists we had on and the hundreds that we covered were proven correct. And now We have all the literature on record and scientists warning that this live virus vaccine, all four of the approved in the West vaccines are not vaccines. Two of them are live virus vector systems that use live virus to deliver it. And the mRNA basically sends the same type of RNA message like a virus would do to the surface of the cell and then takes it in and changes its programming. And then orders the cell to recognize that and to produce that, which is a toxic substance, the spike protein. The spike protein of the lab-made COVID-19 is the HIV spike protein delivery system. That is an incontrovertible fact, now totally confirmed by multiple Nobel Prize winners and the different scanning systems they have. So it's not a virus in the classical sense. It is the shell of the virus. That's why they only find the shell of the virus, because that's actually what they produced and what they've deployed against us. And they did countless tests to develop this plan directed by Fauci and by Bill Gates. And it is sickening and very painful when you read all the UT studies and the John Hopkins studies and the Baylor Medical School studies and all of them, the New England Medical Journal studies, the congressional hearings where they say you can never create a vaccine for a cold virus because they're too common and you'll cause an autoimmune response or a group of responses in the body that will kill you. So again, I got hundreds of articles, hundreds of clips, incredible guests coming up. I've got so much news I could talk for hours. You're like, Alex, we know this. Well, you already are awake and you've warned people. We got to warn other people. And we have a new listener shooting in every minute. So the central issue is that this is a program that makes us sicker, not better, not healthier. And this is a program that, like a wood chipper, sucks you into it. And the more you give into it, the worse it gets. And all of this was formulaically developed by MI6 Psychological Warfare Brigade and Princeton and Harvard psychology departments, and it's in the news that in the last decade they developed this plan under Operation Lockstep and are now crafting the messages worldwide through the UN and then through big tech that censors anybody challenging their bull so that they can block real treatments, say people died of COVID that didn't, kill whoever they want, not let you in to see your family, turning the hospitals into prisons. Where if a medical doctor politely argues with them who's in the hospital, they put them in four-point restraints. This is a tyrannical revolution of low IQ people being put in positions of power by the globalists to rule over the rest of us. It's a very dangerous situation. I've seen this tweet all over the place. I've been looking for it. You people can listen to Alex Jones. He's an idiot. I listen to the scientists. All the scientists say the vaccine's 100% approved and effective and works great, and none of that's true. Almost all the scientists and doctors are saying what I'm saying. Almost all of them. But they're all gaslit and shut down and censored. I mean, it is just absolutely incredible. To the point of, even if you have a doctor's note saying, I can't take these shots, I've had an autoimmune response, or I've got a disease where I can't, they say, we don't care, you're still fired. It's all about doing what we say and letting us hurt you. And so, yes, there are people sick all over the place with a variety of respiratory diseases. They're reporting the highest level of other respiratory diseases in children. Bacterial, viral pneumonias, these other viruses I'll be getting into today. And that's really what's hurting and killing the kids. And why is that? Because the masks grow all of that in them on record. Even Bill Maher knows that. He talked about the study on his show, you know, how these things are just little germ factories. But see, these people don't care. They're wearing a diaper over their face. If you were designed to have a diaper over your face, you would have evolved, if you believe in that, with that system where God would have put one on you. So we're literally mugged. We're literally kidnapped. We're literally being gaslit at a level never before seen. But I want the crew to pull something up for the next segment. Just type in the man who cannot be named. And it's the image from 3 years ago in a big Wired magazine article, how great it is that Alex Jones is being silenced and now they need to silence everybody else. And it shows a black hand over my mouth pulling me into the darkness. But look how much that hand looks like a mask. That's what that is. You're literally being muzzled. You're being told you're dirty. You're a suspect. You're a patient. You're bad now. When we come back, all over the world, from the UK, we have the footage, and from Australia and from the United States, they're building COVID emergency centers with the military. They've announced this in Oregon and other states. We've got clips of that. And they're announcing they will come to your house. If not this fall, next year, they're going to be ready. It's already happening around the world, but we're about a year behind. And forcibly taking you away. That will then cause shootouts. And they will then say we're all terrorists, even though they're coming at us with an unapproved deadly poison. This is Tuskegee Experiment 2.0. This is Joseph Mengele. I mean, this is a classic takeover. So we're going to look at all that. But the really big news is the fact that they are building this permanent martial law police state in and around COVID all over the world. And so what you see in Australia and Spain and England and Scotland and Ireland is coming here and is already being set up. We have all that news. And then we have the big enchilada that I'll cover first. Yes, they're getting ready to make the third injection mandatory. We'll tell you about that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who must not be named, what Alex Jones and Voldemort have in common. And Facebook said you can only speak of him badly. Do not speak of him good. And I warned Trump. I said, they're coming for you next. They're going to ban you off Twitter. I told him that over the phone one time. He didn't like hearing it. Well, we got to do something about that, Alex. Oh, we're working on the situation. We're monitoring the situation. That's what Biden said yesterday in his 15-minute flop of a speech. So let me show you the big news here. And this is a window into everything. If you understand this, you understand everything. And hopefully you can talk to your friends and family and get them to not be emotional and actually know what's happening. Overhead shot, please. This is the standard COVID-19 vaccination record card. They're like this in Japan, they're like this in France, they're like this in Canada, they're like this everywhere. They just have the National Health Service seal of the particular country. And if you notice, it's got a space here for four shots over every year. Now, these cards started coming out 8 months ago here in the U.S., about 10 months ago in the U.K., remember? And remember, I pointed out then, I said, hey, do you notice that they have a shot every year? Because if you read the Pfizer plan and you read the Moderna plan and what the prospectuses they put out, and that's what we covered last year was the patents on all this. They talk about vaccines for the new variants of COVID every year because they knew it would create all these new variants. And, of course, the shot they make will never have any effect on that new variant, just like the flu shot never works because they never picked the right mutation of the flu. So then why do they do it? Because they want the precedent to track and trace and control you and put in your body what they want and to quarantine and disappear people because then there's no due process, and they've moved all the way down the field and scored a major touchdown for tyranny. So again, it was all premeditated. Do you want me to play Bill Gates over a year ago? Do you want me to play 14, 15 months ago, 16 months ago? Gosh, March of last year. How long ago was that? 16 months ago. Would you like me to play him saying, oh, you'll need yearly boosters? Because they had this all tested on rats. And they know the booster doesn't work either. It makes you sicker. And I can play you the head scientist of the main UK laboratory that's the most powerful in the world, that sets all the precedents. Dr. Bauer, I played the clip probably 10 times in the last month, and he says, it's really quite remarkable. Yes, you'll need shots every year from now on. It's really a therapeutic gene therapy. It's not a vaccine. Real vaccines, like for tetanus or polio, work for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. If you survive the side effects. Or if it's not contaminated with SV40 cancer virus, like over 100 million doses were, and even the federal government estimates that more than 20 million people died. I'm going to say that again. 20 million cancers are tracked that cause death directly to simian virus 40. That, by the way, they never even denied any of that. My dear, sweet grandmother, my last one to go, 92. Makes my heart actually beat. I think about it. It was a beautiful, smart woman. It was crippled from the time my mother was 4 years old. Her brother was 9. Refused to be in a wheelchair so could barely walk on crutches. Ate most of the nerves in her body. She was in excruciating pain her whole life after that happened. And the doctor told her, Benny Grace Hammond. Benny, yeah, it was the polio vaccine gave it to you. And I have AP saying the main cause of polio is the vaccine. and that it's a live virus. Somebody's pulling the skin. These are all live virus vaccines, if you want to call them a vaccine. The Moderna, the J&J, the AstraZeneca, they're all virus vectors. They do the same damn thing the mRNA ones do. They use a virus to actually shoot it into the cell. Whereas the mRNA comes up and programs the cell to do it itself. As far as we know, they're probably even worse. But the point is that they know that. They know it doesn't protect you. They know it screws you up. And my dear sweet grandmother had her life basically wrecked because of that. And I'm getting tired of this crap. Salk was a horrible eugenicist, too. There's famous quotes of him in major newspapers. He was like, oh, well, it's a big deal. We put cancer virus in the vaccine. There's too many people anyways. Oh, but if you went to Salk's office when he said that and shot him, which I'm not saying do, oh, you go to prison. Oh, you can't shoot him. He's just going to kill you with cancer viruses, and you're going to kiss his white lab coat's ass. We just put up with these monsters. They think there's too many of us. They're diseasing us to call us off. And now, if you think the stuff they did in the 50s and 60s and 70s was bad, shooting black people up with syphilis, the list goes on and on. I just use that because people actually know about Tuskegee. You know, there's thousands of declassified studies done to every group you can imagine. Always poor. Always couldn't stand up for themselves. Where they would take little kids and radiate them to death. And, of course, have sex with them. Because if you can get scientists to radiate kids to death or inject black people with syphilis, what do you think those scientists are doing on their off hours? They're screwing kids and stuff. They're psychotic, megalomaniac lunatics that make the guy in American Psycho look like a choir boy. And until you figure that out, we don't have any hope. So, they had this all pre-planned. They admit they have it all pre-planned. But you can't get the public to go read documents or pre-filings where a month before they announced COVID-19, Peter Daszak and all of Bill Gates' people under Fauci said, okay, here's the order, make the vaccine for this sequence, for this virus, which they already had in the lab, which Daszak admits they created in an interview he did months before they even announced that. So, I mean, it's all there. Just the public so ignorant and so scientifically illiterate that people don't understand. But here it all is. COVID-19 vaccine cards. And once you're done, they've got Trudeau up in Canada. I played you this clip a few weeks ago. He says, yeah, we've bought vaccines out through 2025. And he goes, in 2025, you get two. How the hell would he know that whatever they're planning, it's all prescripted, that in 2025 you go back to getting two a year? He says, we partner with Pfizer. What has Israel just announced? The same thing. What is Australia announcing? The same thing. Do you understand? And when Australia tried to make its own vaccine, which was an attenuated real vaccine, they went, oh my God, it tests positive for HIV because it was an attenuated COVID. And what is the COVID virus? COVID-19 is a souped up cold virus with an HIV delivery system, not the HIV RNA, the HIV delivery system. And I said back in March of last year, I said, I bet that regular attenuated vaccines come up false positive for HIV because you're not really false positive. You have the protein of HIV in you. And that's all there. That's a fact. So what's sloughing on to everybody from the vaccinated who are saying we're bad because we don't take all these shots, they're walking around sloughing HIV protein on everybody. They're basically giving us all a form of HIV. I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it a year and a half ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months. And now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you're already a fan or if you haven't tried it,
products back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available at only two places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
North Vietnamese Army. They're not remotely comparable in terms of capability. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy in the, of the United States from Afghanistan.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. And we can sit here all day long and we can make fun of Biden being a dementia patient. We can sit there and say, oh, look what an idiot he is. Look at the withdrawal, how pathetic it is. It embarrasses America. You have to understand, this is all being done by design. And if you expand on that and if you pull back from that, everything is about humiliating and bankrupting America. Everything is about us building the global empire at our expense. And now we're getting down to the point where the American Empire is supposed to be phased out. That's what the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, write about and say.
Oh, I missed it.
That's what... I'm going to take a break. I'm going to restart. Because it's just... I got to take a break now. I got so much important stuff to cover here, folks. Got a lot of really, really earth-shattering things here. And I've got a really, 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 really big stack of news here for you. That is just really key to understanding what people have done and what they're planning to do. And a lot of people make the comment that, man, Alex Jones looks really old for 47. And you're damn right I do. Because I've taken the weight of the world on my shoulders. All I do is study what these evil people are doing so we can stop them. And I'm not like everybody else that's just all happy-go-lucky and just and everything's wonderful. I'm not a domesticated dodo bird that doesn't understand that I'm under attack. And people are going to find out real quick how much danger you're in because things are going to deteriorate very quickly. They are officially building FEMA camps and emergency camps all over the world and admitting it. And they admitted they're going to phase us into these. You're not going to recognize the world in just a year or two. You already don't, right? So that's all coming up next segment. You know, I never aired this, and I should. It's a really important Gregory's report, and it deals with the nature of reality, and it's only about 3.5 minutes. And then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to restart the show. I'm going to restart the broadcast 47 minutes in or 48 minutes in by the time I come back. And then I will do my very, very, very best to cover this news and cover this information for you. Or maybe I'll just leave. I'm not threatening to leave. I just don't want to be here. Everybody just wants to die. Just go ahead. I mean, you understand that they are implanting us with an injection that killed almost all the mice and other animals they gave this to. I mean, you understand. Hell, they already gave 100 million plus people injections knowing that it had cancer virus in it back in the 50s. I mean, they do this on purpose, and they just are escalating what they're doing to us. We're just going to sit here and take it, I guess. Here's the Gregory's report. Stay with us.
The war against consciousness can be traced back to some of the oldest written texts we have. But the past century has been a whirlwind assault against the human spirit. In just 100 years, we went from being practically media-free to having a screen in front of our face the majority of our waking lives. We are being herded into a virtual AI-run illusion that is now influencing our perception of what is real, which then creates our perceived reality. We know this to be true. Our senses give us the false impression that we are living in a material world when we are not. 99.9% of all matter is empty space. The only thing keeping us from walking through walls are the outer valence electrons electrostatically repelling against one another. Physical solidity is an illusion. What we are feeling with our touch is not solid matter. It is electrostatic repulsion. We do not see with our eyes. We see within our mind. The cones and rods in our eyes are exposed to a very limited band of information, which is then translated electronically to our brain's visual cortex, which then creates a visual map within our mind that allows us to see the world around us, just as we see the world around us as we sleep and dream. It's being perceived in our mind. This applies to all of our five senses. The world we inhabit is much more like a hologram than anything solid. And more importantly, so is our body and our brain. And if we are not of our bodies, then where are we? Who are we? These questions can lead us to liberation, which is why tyrants have toiled to keep us from ever asking them. For centuries, they used religion to make us feel small and dictate reality. And today, they use science and pop culture. Actual, repeatable science has shown that our awareness has sway over the holographic reality that we inhabit.
We can continue to fight each other, and some may win the battle. But the war against consciousness will forever continue until we unplug from the system. The deeper into tyranny we are herded, the more of us awaken to the truth. It's gonna force the people that can still think for themselves and have common sense and are able to take the media needle out of their veins, whether it's your baseball team or the football team or the stats and the thing, and the Democrat, and Republican, and left wing, right wing, this, and the MAGA, and Black Lives Matter, and gender, and LGBTQ, too, and everything, and homophobia, and this, if you can get that needle out of you.
Yeah.
And then eventually clear your mind and let the real soul start to live again.
Yeah.
And once the soul of humanity begins to live again, the tyranny will end and humanity will evolve. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
And by the way, the globalists took over the churches in the last 200 years. So if you use the term evolve, people then think you're saying you believe in evolution. No, like evolve, like the automobile has evolved, or communications has evolved, or medicine has evolved. It means humans changing, humans getting better. Because humans either get better or we get worse. We either get more enlightened, more informed, closer to God, or further away from God. And that's what Vladimir Putin came out and said just a few weeks ago. I'm going to play the clip next hour. He said, America is no longer a Christian nation. And he said, Europe isn't, and Russia to a great extent isn't. And we need to decide to have those values or we're doomed. And that is just a fact. If we don't have a culture, we're going to have George Soros's culture. We're going to have the Southern Poverty Law culture, which is no culture at all. It's a bunch of stunted, weird, brainwashed, divided and conquered people. Now, I've done a lot of preparation for this show today, and I have temper problems. So I'm really working towards not blowing up on air. Because when I do blow up on air, it's entertaining. People like it. But then I get exhausted later in the afternoon and can't keep working for six, seven more hours. So that's why now I just go off the air and I'm about to blow up because it's not healthy. But this does piss me off. The news I'm going to cover when we come back is so horrible. That's the paradox. Like, I want to focus on God and on my wonderful children and on the beautiful creation God gave us and on good things. But the globalists are coming for us and never leave us alone, so I have to focus on them. And it makes me sick. And I understand you tune in to find out what they're doing because you care too. Because you love your family. You don't tune in because you hate Hillary Clinton. But at the end of the day, these are power-mad control freaks who really are serving evil forces. And this is a spiritual battle, and people just better get that straight and get that through their heads. That's a great report Gregory did. It's in the Gregory section at Band.Video. Only way that article or video gets out is when you share it, and you've been doing that. So Band.Video, also FreeWorldNews.TV will take you there, has been exploding. That's the URL to share, because that's not banned yet. FreeWorldNews.TV. FreeWorldNews.TV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Monday through Friday. I'm here from 11 a.m. 3 p.m. Central, and I was thinking about the listeners and viewers this morning, how much I appreciate you, because you understand that I don't like getting up here and telling you they keep babies alive and sell their organs. I don't want to get up here and tell you that probably half the Democrats are pedophiles, probably 10% of the Republicans at the top. It's a very conservative number. It's true, and it's all coming out, as you see. And only admitting how much trouble we're in, do we have any chance to turn this around. So that's why I bet my name, my fortune, my blood, my family on this. And I do care. That's why it's such BS when the media runs stories that I don't care and you don't care and we're haters and all the rest of it. And you know, I do dislike the globalists, but I do what I do because I love innocent people. And I don't like bullies. And I don't like seeing the left bully everybody and get away with what they do and just how they support evil out of hand. And I believe in you, and I believe we can beat them. Let me go back to what I started the show with, because it's a really important point. I hope God will just give me the simplicity and the clarity to say it simply and not spend 30 minutes explaining it. But a smoking gun of COVID being made in a lab is the fact that it was made in the lab, and we have all the documents and all the proof that they cooked it up with Fauci and the rest of them so they would own this virus going forward and create a vaccine for the spike protein. And we have all the documents, all the admissions. It's just insane. It's open and shut. 18 months ago, it was open and shut. Hell, it was a big controversy in 2015. Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and Fauci and Obama transferred the program that was illegal in the U.S. when they got caught to China. But the general public can't grasp that. But they can grasp this. And that's the COVID cards, which, again, they plan by 2026 to have everybody by law with a digital passport. It's already going in Europe and other areas. But the training wheels for the rest of the country and the world are by 2025. And that's in the Pfizer documents. That's in the plan. They've laid out a whole blueprint, and governments are ordering these so-called vaccines years out in advance now. But then when it's time to have the injections, they'll have all the latest reasons for you and all the PR and all the BS, complete with just fake numbers, whatever they want to put out. And they've been caught doing that, and so they didn't get in trouble, so now it's even worse. Remember, the whole basis of this was the PCR test, which is admittedly a total fraud. They've withdrawn it. But now they've moved on with new tests that are fraudulent. But I'll tell you right now, they are suppressing the real numbers of sick people, and it's not what you call COVID. It is the spike protein. And again, I saw them this morning saying we'll have 200,000 people a day getting COVID by November, and we need to go ahead and just have another lockdown. Have another lockdown. This stuff's already spread everywhere. You're not getting away from this. It'd be like if there was a nuclear war. You're not escaping the fallout unless you've got a bunker underneath a mountain. Unless you go lock yourself in a bunker for 5 years, you're not getting away from this. And before, it was just the souped-up cold that they own and controlled. Now, they've turned our bodies into factories. See, people hear this and go, oh, that's Jones's opinion that this vaccine creates sloughing, creates shedding. No. All live virus vaccines create mutants and spread them. I've played dozens of doctors explaining it, virologists. It's in the damn literature. They passed a law in the EU that Pfizer and Moderna are allowed to shed and spread to people. They have frickin' liability protection. So, do you understand that when these people get in your face, they have all these polls, and Stephen Colbert was talking about it last night, why 56% of Americans are angry at those that aren't vaccinated and think they're criminals, they're the equivalent of murderers. And you've got these arrogant, dumbed-down people that took a shot that didn't protect them, now being told they got to have their third injection, rope-a-dope, never admitting they got conned, never admitting they're wrong, and now 50-plus percent think we're criminals and want to put us in jail. We need to get in their faces, not in a mean way, but say, listen, I'm not wearing your mask and getting bacterial pneumonia. The mask don't do anything except make you sick. And the damn thing came out of Wuhan, and they made a vaccine for it that's meant to make you sick, and that's the frickin' literature. You won't admit you've been conned, but remember, when you're taking your fifth and sixth shot a few years from now and dying, you'll remember. And look, I like Roger Stone a lot. He's a great guy. He got pissed off at me yesterday, and I don't apologize for it. I learned from people close to his family, in his family, that right after his wife took the second shot of the Pfizer, she had her lymph nodes swell up with what they said was stage 4 cancer within one damn month. That's in the literature. Now, that's somebody we know. That's Roger Stone's wife got the damn cancer from the vaccine. And they're all over the news saying, well, you'll think it's cancer, but doctors don't operate for 6 months because we don't want to say it gives you cancer. How the hell do they spin that? Do you understand they're not just giving you a deadly spike protein that you then shed and share? No. These things are giving people uterine cancer, lymphomic cancer, lung cancer, you name it, and it's all on record. And by the way, I apologize to Roger. I like Roger. I said, I apologize for breaking confidence. And then later I was thinking later, I never break confidence unless something's illegal, and then I have to. I wear my journalistic hat. I was told by somebody else about his wife. So he never even told me. He just said, yeah, that's true, but don't, you know, I'm not going to talk about it on air. So there you go. And it's not criticizing his wife or anybody, but we've got to save lives here, okay? Because this is a serious issue. So that's why I did that. That's why I brought it up on air. He didn't really want it brought up. And I'm sorry that hurt Roger's feelings. And I guess they were super private about medical stuff and everything. But that's just the way it is. Because this is killing a lot of people. And I'm not going to sit here and sit on it. And I'm not mad at them wanting their privacy. But that's a big deal, folks. And then it's not like, oh, we just guessed that happened to her. It's in the damn literature. And then they spin it and go, oh, if you get big lumps in your breast or your lymph nodes, especially under your arm, on the side you take the shots where it's happening, don't worry about that. That's ABC News, NBC News, CBS News, New York Times. Don't worry when you get a bunch of lumps in your breast. Just wait 6 months because it's probably not really cancer. That's how you gaslight. They give you something that Wolfgang Woodard, the top scientist, and Dr. Yidan, the top scientist, former head of Pfizer Science Division, that's the guy that runs things, said this is going to grow cancers. I can't believe they are literally killing us. And then everybody's always will pride, like my grandmother. When I was, you know, a teenager, I said, so they told you that they gave you the polio vaccine? She goes, yes, but I wasn't mad. They meant well, and it was all right. And later when I got informed, I remember when I was in college and stuff, I said, did you know Dr. Salk knew that was in there? She goes, that's not very Christian. I don't speak bad of Dr. Salk. He was a hero. They crippled my grandmother for 60, 70 frickin' years, whatever, 1954 until she died a few years ago. They crippled her, they told her, and then she's defending them. Stockholm Syndrome. Stockholm Syndrome. Awaken. Say no. To me, bigger than the spike protein is the ERs are full of people with the blood clots and all the rest of it. What about the cancer? You go and you get diagnosed, and the vaccine never went through trials, so they go, well, we don't know this cancer's from that, but they admit it's a side effect, and it makes you grow cancers. The side effect is cancer? Stage 4 lymphomic cancer. ABC News. And people go in, that's cancer. Swelling after COVID-19 shots may cause cancer false alarms. We're going to go to break, then I'll play the Trudeau clip. Hell, just play the Trudeau clip now. Here he is salivating over the plan that you're going to get boosters for the rest of your life. Here it is.
While more and more Canadians are getting vaccinated right now, it's also important to plan ahead for the future. We've reached an agreement with Pfizer for 35 million booster doses for next year and 30 million in the year after. This deal includes options to add 30 million doses in both 2022 and 2023, and an option for 60 million doses in 2024. Pfizer has been a solid partner for Canada in this fight against COVID-19.
Okay, that's enough.
And we're happy.
All right, I'm behind now. I'm going to show you the videos and all the news articles all over the world. They now admit we're building emergency camps to keep you in, and we're going to keep people that are healthy in the camps. And it's all the UN. You wake up, the UN's in control separately. Today is the last day to get deep earth crystal iodine. So good for your immune system, so good for your body, so good for your libido, your skin. 50% off X2. This is the last day to get X2, Survival Sold X2, and experience true deep earth crystal iodine, the highest quality out there, at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll free, 888-253-3139. And all the other sales end as well. The privacy pouches so the contact tracers don't track you, and the 11 bumper stickers that come with it for $14.95. That ends today. And the, there's a whole list of things. I've got it right here. I should have the list for you. A whole list of great products we've got, like Lung Cleanse and others, that are going to be ending today. But we also have the activated charcoal toothpaste back in stock and the activated charcoal with great essential oils mouthwash. It's amazing. Both those back. Those are 33% off. You can read all the 5-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for keeping us on air in the face of the globalists. You've got my commitment to never back down, but I need your support. Plus, these are great products. Get some t-shirts while you're on the site as well.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.